I'm Are You Serious? And this is my show.
Natural disasters, and eventually the end of the world.
Are you serious?
There are now in America people very anxious to put up boundaries and borders and walls. And I find the politics of this interesting and very complicated in a way, because what you have, in many ways, you have the sort of corporate globalists tending to be liberal about immigration, and you have like working class Americans wanting to be very conservative about it because they feel threatened, their jobs feel threatened, and so forth. And do you follow that sort of dynamic? It's interesting because, I mean, it's what it's doing is it's ripping the Republican Party in half. It's like the greed heads and the yahoos are splitting in two. So anyway, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I think that every time that this country is in trouble, in crisis, mysteriously, the fear of immigration resurfaces. And it is not a coincidence that in a moment in which the Bush administration is in deep shit, and Bush is facing fires all over the horizon, and his administration is in a very serious crisis, his popularity is at the lowest level, and the international opinion of the U.S. has become pitiful, it is not a coincidence that precisely in this moment, suddenly, the immigration debate resurfaces.
So that's me talking with Guillermo Gomez Pena, the Chicano performance artist, a few episodes back. And it's sort of interesting because I asked one question and he sort of answered with something else. He focused on the fact that demagogues use the fear of immigration as a political wedge. But I'm sort of interested in going back to my original point, which is that it's interesting to me that corporate globalists and sort of lefty multiculturalists both agree on the idea that open borders are great and multicultural society is great.
Do they really?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, in practice, the business world does, but I haven't heard any actual business owners, maybe they've done it, but I haven't heard it.
In general, the business community, Wall Street Journal, libertarians, the upscale right wing as opposed to this sort of, you know, religious fanatic hick right wing has been very liberal about immigration. There's been this split down the middle. I just think it's interesting because, maybe it is actually a problem for poor working class Americans.
Yeah, I mean, if that fails and the corporatists can't get the immigrants to come work here, they might just take their factories down there, which is, I guess, plan B. You simply relocate your factories.
Well, they're doing that also.
So, I mean, that solves the immigration problem. Just take the jobs where the immigrants were anyways, and then they don't have to
immigrate
alone.
They want more people to shop at Walmart. So the more that come here and need low-priced, crappy goods that they have to replace every 6 months, the better for them.
That would work.
Of course, we solve the problem now because George Bush has signed legislation building a 700-mile fence between the U.S. and Mexico. So
who's bidding on that? Is that Home Depot or Lowe's?
Who gets to build the fence? I know some guys up in Marin actually work on fences.
I bet they would give them a much better deal.
They do 700 miles pretty quickly. Somebody was suggesting maybe we should have a fence across the North, actually.
Yeah, you were pretty down with that idea, weren't you?
Yeah, I like that idea because I would immediately move to Canada.
I think we should just build a fence between the U.S. and Washington, but that's just my own personal idea. Well, also the people who say they're in favor of cracking down on illegal immigrants, sometimes they turn out to be the people who are employing the illegal immigrants. I mean, that happened in Nevada just this week. The governor candidate who had taken a very strong stance against illegal immigrants actually had this maid, and every time immigrants would come around, they'd say, hide in the basement and don't tell anyone you're here. And then later on, he'd take this hard stance saying, you know, we got to stop employing illegal immigrants. And I could, well, you could start with your maid.
Have you seen that movie, A Day Without a Mexican?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's pretty funny. It's this.
Wasn't there an actual protest where Mexicans were?
They weren't exactly
encouraged to.
Yeah, it's like
not
don't
do
go to work.
And
really, I mean, this movie is pretty. It was funny. It was a mockumentary. But you know, a lot of things just cease to exist, especially in Los Angeles, without legal and illegal Mexican citizens and visitors doing the work.
Yeah, I heard someone say, we don't have a problem with illegal immigrants. What we have is a problem of like a gratitude deficit for the work that they do. We'll let them do the work. We'll just pay them very little. We won't give them any benefits. And we'll you know, deny them all the rights of citizenship and whatnot. But we still really appreciate the labor that they do.
Well, I think actually, I mean, the business community and certainly some libertarians who I've read are very comfortable with just keeping it the way it is, in the sense that don't worry about the fact that some people are breaking the law, and there aren't really precise rules. Just sort of let it go, and there's cheap labor, which is cool, and you know, it all kind of works out.
And I was being facetious about the 700-mile fence as being the solution. I mean, I think the real problem is...
Why a 700-mile fence also? I never understood that. Is there
a certain
arbitrary number?
Zone that, you know, there's a lot of crossing, and they figure if they can control that, then they can funnel it to places where they can... You know, the one thing that's funny to me is all this talk about illegal immigration, and you know, the word illegal doesn't mean jack shit. You can have a bad law. The thing that it's addressing is illegal. Maybe it shouldn't be. You know, and I guess I don't know. I would like to hear somebody talk about what should the immigration laws be, if any, and why, and what's better in the long run for the most people. Nobody ever talks about that. It's just like what's currently illegal. Is it?
Yeah, bring me your poor, your huddled masses, as long as they pass our immigration standards of right now.
I mean, well, I would say the anarchist ideal and the sort of leftist ideal and the libertarian ideal are
just leave it alone.
All of it is open borders, basically the idea of open borders. And, you know, I mean, it seems cool. And then, of course, you know, are there legitimate concerns about being able to just sort of stop people at a certain point and make sure that they're not terrorists or that kind of thing? And also, I mean, there's always the question... I don't think we're at that point yet in the United States, but I mean, can a specific parcel of land eventually just have too many people in it, right? I mean, suppose like, Cuba had become really cool in the 60s when, you know, hippies were talking to Fidel Castro and trying to convince him to be more libertarian, and everybody decided, let's move to Cuba.
We'd be doing this show.
The island would have sunk.
I think that kind of stuff regulates itself, but the other thing
that's the free market.
No, not exactly. But I mean, you know, if you live in a really crowded place, you're not going to want
to
live there very long, just by definition.
That's true.
But one thing that, like, for instance, Chris Matthews talks about all the time is the effect on these communities along the border, where people who live there, you know, non-immigrants, even including you know, Mexican Americans, but they're seeing their communities change drastically because of this influx of people who aren't familiar with the country, don't speak the language, blah, blah, blah. So they're seeing a certain cultural annihilation, and that scares them. It's not just a matter of they're taking our jobs necessarily. It's a matter of the things that you identify with are changing so quickly that it scares you and you want it to stop.
And that's what makes it so potent. I think we're not really having a serious dialogue about immigration in America. What we're having is people who are using it only at times when it has a political utilization. It's a handy boogeyman to dangle down. So that when we do talk about immigration, it's never as a serious policy discussion. It's always just to try and drum up votes.
Well, that's the sort of the second, that's not the economic fear you're talking about. Now you're talking about the cultural fear. People are upset because lots of people are speaking Spanish.
Their neighborhood's changing.
And a lot of it overlaps with just racism, but not all of it. You know, you don't have to be a racist to feel threatened in that sense. You know,
no, that's
well,
true.
Why not?
I mean, when your life as you know it suddenly starts changing, no matter how open-minded or liberal you are, there's going to be a reaction, and not always a positive one.
I'm not saying that means you should be able to pass a law that puts up a fence between you and the country next to you, but it's an understanding psychological thing.
To.
Yeah. well put.
I'm just not sure how widespread the problem is, and I think that the whole idea of a national immigration policy sort of tends to magnify very small problems instead of having like a broader picture to address.
Love is the only weapon.
Shit! Are you serious?